Just at breaking point. I'm just. I don't know where to do, what to do, and I just can put it down to abuse because that's what I feel like. I'm being abused
by your child.
Yes.
How old?
He's 13. He's never. There's nothing physical, but his behaviour. I can just describe it as abuse because it is that relentless. That out of control, that I have no idea what to do.
What sort of stuff are we talking about, mate? How does he? What does he do? What do you mean when you say abuse?
His behaviour at school generally. He's at the point of where he's been excluded from one school. He's gone to another. He's at a point of being excluded there. His prolific stealing. He started to use drugs, and his behaviour to just when he's at home, we seem to manage him.
Yeah.
But what he does outside of our care, and we were just, you know, as parents, that we've tried to tap into support and help wherever we can, and to date there has been absolutely none.
What are you going to do?
Well, put it this way, you know, we've gone through the mill for, I would say, we've been going round and round in circles for so long, and we've exhausted absolutely every avenue as a parent I could. You know, as a last throw of the dice, we throw at him, like, look, if we can't manage you, unfortunately, I have to put you into care because I can't keep you safe. And I have a duty of care towards my younger children. And where he's hurting my younger children, and
what's he so cross about, do you think? What's he so angry about?
Well, he's come into my care from his mum at the age of 9. He's 13 now.
Right.
And you know he was.
And your other children, have they got a different mum?
No, they're from the same mum.
Okay.
And they've come through a social care system,
right.
Although they weren't part of it, you know. I'll say I'm a fairly clued up parent, and I think I know what I'm doing, and
yeah.
You know, I think I know what I'm doing. But in regards to my oldest, we are, you know, it's just, how can I put it? I'm at work and I get phone calls on a daily basis, and as parents, you know, we are duty bound to react. We are duty bound to if a teacher rings up to, you know, to deal with an issue. But when an issue becomes a daily grind, and you know, we're trying to go through it.
So how far are we away? How far are we away from you actually just handing him over to social services, George?
I've done that about 3 times. That where I've literally picked him up, that I'm in floods of tears, that I can't do it, and I've begged them, like, please help me. And nothing comes of it. Because I can't even get them to give me a phone call back, because I am that desperate.
So, unless you actually abandon him yourself, social services won't do anything, is that what you're telling me?
Nothing, absolutely nothing. And I don't know why I'm crying, because I don't know what else to do.
Well, I know why you're crying. It's because you don't know what else to do. It's the end of the line, isn't it? You've just sort of... You sound
like... He's my child. I've fought for him. And I want to do his best. I can't.
And if you had to pin down one thing that... You said, "What? Why is he so furious? Why is he so frightened? Why is he?"
I don't know. We've told social services that he needs psychotherapy. He needs psychological help. We know as my partner, she's a qualified teacher.
Mm.
You know, we are well-to-do parents. We're not. You know, we don't substance misuse. We don't do anything. We are hard-working parents. We've literally knocked and battered the doors of social services. You know, I shall give, you know, the school the support they're trying to give me. The school have been amazing in the support they're trying to give me.
It's not enough. You need something else.
It's just social services, you know. It's just, I
I hear you. And George, I have to say, I understand now better than I did before you rang in why parents end up calling the police if they've got nowhere else to turn and the care system doesn't actually provide for them.